The following is a presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. Hello and welcome to Weird World Weekly. I'm Dave Nelson, and this is Mr. Matt Stein. Hello, Matt.
Howdy doody, Dave.
Howdy doody.
Yeah?
He was kind of weird, right? He was a mannequin.
Yes.
Have mannequins ever freaked you out a little bit?
I guess it depends on the facial expression of that mannequin. I've seen one or two that I thought looked a little murdery, but overall, no.
Like inanimate objects like mannequins or dolls don't really freak you out?
Dolls are a different story. Like, creepy dolls can scare me, but mannequins generally don't bother me. Maybe a doll that's fashioned after a child, because children bother me.
And that's why you guys have a bunch of little small rodents running around your house. Yeah. And dogs.
Yeah, yeah, but children in a scary setting is worse. Tones.
Okay, so how about that movie that just came out recently about that doll, that haunted doll? Did that freak you out?
So bad. No, it was a terrible movie.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes. We watched it the other day. I got about 40 minutes into it, and we just stopped watching it.
All right. Well, you heard it right there. Review from Matt Stein. It's terrible, so don't go see it. What's it called again? It's like Olivia or something, right?
It's called Annabelle.
What is it?
Annabelle.
Annabelle. Okay, I knew it was somebody's name.
And we did like The Conjuring, which Annabelle was the prequel to The Conjuring. So use that for some, you know, a little bit of context.
Oh, I didn't know that they were related. I didn't know that those movies were, one was a prequel to the other. Okay.
Yes, because the doll ends up in the house in The Conjuring, and that's part of how the movie is, how the house is haunted.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right, so this is the show where we discuss the weird, the odd, the strange, the unusual, and deliver it to you in under 15 minutes or less. And we decide what we're going to talk about each week by spinning the Wheel of Weird. And your choices on that wheel are, and these may change eventually, may add one, drop another one, whatever, paranormal, mythological subjects, that could be ancient or modern day, conspiracy theories, or grab bag, which is exactly what it sounds like. It could be anything that is categorized as weird or unusual. Okay, so Matt, do you want to go ahead and spin the Wheel of Weird?
Let's do this, Dave.
All right, here we go. Man, you've been to work out since the last episode?
Yeah, every day.
Seems to be spinning faster than usual. All right, I'm very excited about this. Let's see where it lands on.
Paranormal.
All right, the man says paranormal, so let's dive in. But we have, oh, no, we only have one choice. We only have one story for paranormal this week. Okay, so I found this on HuffingtonPost.com. Haunted house myths confirmed and debunked. There are certain things where people have said over the years, like if you experience this or that, that means you've got a haunting in your house. And the Huffington Post spoke to John E. L. Tenney, or Teeny. How would you pronounce that? T-E-N-N-E-Y.
My guess is Tenney.
Okay. I don't trust him already. He's got two initials in his middle, between his first and last name.
Well, and I have a funny, you can finish the intro and then I can, because it's the show that this guy is on. I just watched The Soup before recording this, and there was a piece from this show and made the guy look like a complete weirdo.
Oh, okay. All right. So he is, quote unquote, one of the world's leading paranormal investigators. And the star of the show that you just talked about, Destination America's new TV show, Ghost Stalkers. Haven't heard of it until now.
No, I had not heard of it either. And I love The Soup because I love pop culture and making fun of pop culture. And Joel McHale's joke was the sequel to Ghost Stalkers will be Ghost Stalker.
Okay, you were breaking up when you said that, when you said the punchline.
So the joke is that the sequel to Ghost Stalkers will be Ghost Restraining Order.
Very nice.
Yes, but it shows him sitting on a couch, and apparently a spirit tells him to be a man. And he just sits there and he goes, "All right, all right, all right," for like 45 seconds. I'm like,
And how is he supposed to be a man?
I have no idea.
Like
It just ended there. But my ability to watch TV shows like that is getting very slim because of shows like Ghost Adventures, where they wear affliction shirts and just bro out with some ghosts and yell at them. Like, I mean, it's TV.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we'll take this stuff with a grain of salt, but he's an expert, according to some, and he's debunking these myths. So the first one is, and you tell me if you think this is true or false without looking at the document, okay?
Okay.
You felt
Let me.
someone, okay, you felt someone tap you on your shoulder when no one is there. Do you think that's a true ghost or just a load of crap?
I'm gonna say true because you actually feel something.
Okay, you are right. Congratulations. It is true.
Okay.
Tenney says, if you feel like someone tapped you on your shoulder in an empty house or room, you just might be in the presence of a haunted spirit. Doesn't give any other explanation, just that it is true.
It might be true.
On a previous episode, we talked about my wife experiencing that, didn't we? Yeah. So we have either a spirit in our house or somebody came to visit her, and she thinks it's her mom, because her mom passed away a couple of years ago. So we and she, and she, like I told you before, she's had a couple of weird things happen. So
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. A good friend of mine that died 10, it'll be 10 years ago in May. I will randomly go to grocery stores later at night, and Metallica will just come on. And it's like, they're playing like smooth jazz, and then just a Metallica song comes on. He was a huge Metallica fan, so I whether or not it's true, I take that as a sign, so.
Cool. That's awesome. Okay. Another one is your furniture is constantly rearranging itself. I hate when that happens.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, all the time. I come home and the dining room table is in the bathroom. I'm kidding.
When you said it was in the bathroom, I thought maybe you would walk, come home and like your chairs are shifted or adjusted. I'm gonna say false because I don't buy it.
See, at first I thought this is true because I've seen this before in other stories from other TV. Like I watch Paranormal Witness once in a while, and they've had some cases where like a bunch of stuff has been piled up or piled up in patterns that there's no way that that could have happened any other way, except for somebody, an intelligence behind it. So according to Tenney, that's false. There are no hard and fast rules when it comes to figuring out if a house is haunted or not, but there are certain things that will not occur, like a pet speaking multiple language. What? A pet speaking multiple language or a box spring suddenly hovering 3 feet off the floor. That doesn't make any sense. Because
No, it makes no sense at all.
a pet doesn't speak a language at all, except for whatever woo woo means. I have no idea what that means.
One of my dogs is just speaking his language, the language of his people.
All right. Next one is you hear strange sounds more commonly during certain seasons.
I'm gonna say false.
That's a pretty easy one. And it's exactly what you're thinking. It's like when it gets cold and the heat comes on, the wood expands in your house. All right. So, two more to go. These are myths, haunting myths, confirmed or debunked. You suddenly feel the you suddenly smell perfume of a loved one.
I'm gonna say false. I think that's just your brain tricking you into thinking that's happening.
Okay.
Might make me insensitive, but.
I knew when I saw this the first time, I knew it was true because on Ghost Hunters, they address this issue a number of
Really?
times. Yeah. It's one of the sure signs that you definitely have a haunting, that your house is haunted.
Okay.
Just like something tapping on your shoulder when no one's home. Tenney said that the presence of a possible haunting experience is as simple as smelling the perfume of a loved one who has passed away.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Or crayon marks suddenly appearing on your wall.
You're the only person I've ever heard that happen to, but it's still probably my favorite.
Thank you. All right, one to go. We'll see what your average is on this one. You've had a frightening experience in an attic, basement, crawl space, or closet.
So I want to say false because I think it's false, but I want to say true because it's so generalized that you could really turn it into whatever you want it to be.
False.
Yeah.
Reports of frightening experiences taking place in a home are also mostly based around confined and dark locations such as attics, basements, crawl spaces, and closets, said Tenney. This can be attributed to our own human psychological fear of dark and constrictive spaces. So it's just your body and your mind going, hey, wait a second, this is weird. And it's just a reaction to that.
Yep, that's what I figured. And for anyone that recently saw the newest Big Bang Theory episode, Sheldon and Raj are going to talking about going into a mine.
Yes.
And they want to simulate it.
Yes.
And my favorite part of the episode was when they're trying to figure out where to go, and Sheldon's like, well, I'll just Google dark, moist hole or whatever. He goes, oh, there's videos.
He's so clueless. I love that character.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Haunted house myths confirmed and debunked from the Huffington Post and the world's leading paranormal investigator, John E. L. Tenney. And we'll have the link in the show notes to this episode on the podcast or at galacticnetcasts.com. So we're always asking for your feedback. galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. That is the email address. Our phone number is 805-328-3966, 805-328-3966. Or just go to galacticnetcast.com, click on contact, and hook us up with some feedback there. You can subscribe to the podcast as well by going to galacticnetcasts.com or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. So, Matt?
Till next time.
Keep it weird. Oh, were you saying it?
We could both say it.
Okay, but not together because that'd be really weird.
That was kind of creepy.
That'd be too weird.
You win.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
You have been listening to a presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. For more about the show you just listened to, including how to subscribe, give us feedback, links to our social feeds, and more, please visit www.galacticnetcasts.com.